From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iran expects implementation day to be declared soon. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said Wednesday his government expects the International Atomic Energy Agency to issue its final report Friday, confirming it has met its obligations under the International Nuclear Agreement, leading to sanctions relief. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke of Iran's progress in remarks near Washington Wednesday.
As agreed, Iran is now well on its way to dismantling critical elements of its nuclear facilities. Just yesterday, the foreign minister reported to me that the calandria of the plutonium nuclear reactor is now out, and in the next hours it will be filled with concrete and destroyed.
Mr. Kerry said the so-called implementation day, when Tehran has fulfilled all its obligations under the nuclear deal, is going to take place soon. Meanwhile, he said Iran's release of 10 U.S. Navy personnel Wednesday after their craft drifted into Iranian waters was a success for diplomacy. The freed Navy crew members are now at a U.S. facility in Qatar. Iran said one of the crew members apologized for the incident, but there has been no formal U.S. apology. An investigation is underway. Liberia is set to be declared Ebola-free Thursday for the third time, joining two other hard-hit West African countries that have proved to be ground zero for the epidemic that took more than 11,300 lives over an 18-month period beginning in early 2014. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon lauded what he called the decisive leadership of officials in all three countries, as well as the international response to isolate and treat victims. But he cautioned future flare-ups are a possibility. Sierra Leone was declared Ebola-free November 7, Guinea December 29. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter Wednesday said the U.S. Special Operations Forces have arrived in Iraq and are set to help Baghdad's forces target Islamic State strongholds. Mr. Carter said about 200 commandos have already established contact with Iraqis and expect to look for new targets, new strikes, and new opportunities.
ISIL is a cancer that's threatening to spread. Like all cancers, you can't cure the disease just by cutting out the tumor. You have to eliminate it wherever it is spread and stop it from coming back. Our military campaign accordingly focuses on three military objectives. One, to destroy the ISIL parent tumor in Iraq and Syria by collapsing its two power centers in Mosul and Raqqa.
Speaking at Fort Campbell, Kentucky Wednesday, Carter said the campaign will also target the IS globally as well as in the U.S. homeland. The U.S. is seeking to help Iraqi and Kurdish Peshmerga forces retake Mosul in northern Iraq and assist Syrian rebels oust IS fighters in northern Syria. Turkish authorities say five suspects have been apprehended so far in connection with the deadly suicide bombing in Istanbul's Sultanahmet Square that killed 10 Germans and wounded 15 others. Speaking to reporters in Istanbul Wednesday, Turkey's Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said police arrested four suspects Wednesday, adding that Islamic State's links to the attack have been confirmed. The IS group, however, has not claimed responsibility. A suicide bomber killed 12 in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in Kayupe, a village in Kolofata district near the border with Nigeria. There's been no official claim of responsibility, but the incident took place in an area often targeted by the militant group Boko Haram. The top UN official for Ivory Coast Wednesday lauded the relatively peaceful election last year in which incumbent President Alassane Ouattara won a resounding victory. Achatu Mindodu, speaking through an interpreter, addressed the Security Council.
This has opened a new chapter in the country's history and consolidated its achievements towards long-term stability. Despite the withdrawal of three candidates and the arrest and detention of several persons for organizing unauthorized political gatherings and demonstrations, the national authorities, including the security forces, demonstrated their ability to assume responsibility for organizing and safeguarding the voting process.
She announced the UN peacekeeping mission deployed in 2004 to help end civil war is being reduced. A federal judge in Texas sentenced an Irish national to a year in prison Wednesday for trafficking in banned black rhinoceros horns. British agents acting on a U.S. warrant arrested Patrick Sheridan in Wales last year and extradited him to the U.S. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.